Good afternoon. This is Mark O with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September the 12th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 11 cents, 6.96. December wheat down 10 and 3/4 cents at 8.58 and 3/4. And November beans up a whopping 76 cents at 14.88 and a quarter, just 2 cents off their highs. Obviously, the bean numbers were very friendly. They cut the production by 153 million. They cut the yield 1.4 bushels to the acre, leaving us with a carryout at 200 million bushels, down 45 million bushels from last month. Obviously, very friendly. They cut the corn 169 from last month, but it was almost 40 million over the average guess. Wheat was unchanged from last month at 610, but a little bit below the average guesses. World stocks are not too bad. Corn only down 2.2 at 304.5. The average guess was 301.8. The beans came in low, 98.9. It was down 2.5 million metric tons from last month. The wheat up about 300,000, actually 1.3 from last month. So the wheat was just a touch bearish out here. Obviously, guys were buying beans, selling wheat, buying corn, selling wheat. I don't know how much more we're going to be able to extend the bean market, considering the Argentinians are going to be more than willing sellers at these prices. The Brazilians are going to love to sell grain at these prices. So I'm just not sure this will last. But obviously, a 200 million bushel carryout is pretty tight on the beans. But we still need to see some good export numbers, which we really haven't seen so far. The export sales this morning, or inspections rather, were light on the beans at 329, light on the corn 447. The wheat was the only good number at 736. So, you know, a little bit mixed here, the wheat lower. That may be because France and Romania look like to be putting some kind of deal together to get Ukrainian wheat to the developing countries where Russia wants it to go. So that may have been a little bit bearish on the wheat as well. The wheat ignored the dollar. It closed down 68 ticks at 108.31, but about 50 off its lows. So that should have supported the wheat a little bit better than it did. Crude oil was up 99 cents a barrel. Obviously, that helped the corn market out here. So the question becomes, where do we go from here? You know, there's resistance in the beans up around 15.07. We start to close over that. Then I'd say technically we'll see more fund buying in here. The funds probably bought, I'm guessing, 40,000 contracts of beans here today. They were huge buyers. So I don't know. We'll see if they want to continue to add to those long positions. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.